Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Well, it is such a great pleasure once more on Intimate Moments on this Thursday evening on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, to be joined by Professor Elijah Baloyi. Good evening and welcome to Radio Pulpit, Prof.
Good evening, Tatana Mashakeni, Namilosa Muingseri la Mingsalaka Mrikona. We have another time, a very good intimate time tonight, and we are going to look at the side of praise. After you have experienced God's hand in your life, there is something in jubilation that you take back to God.
Now, you see, David says, Ungarivali, do not forget all the benefits of the Lord. Because many a times, my family, we ask. But indeed, it is important to say thank you. And it was after Israel had crossed the Red Sea.
Yes.
Read the word of God with us.
Thank you. Let's read chapter Exodus chapter 15. We'll just read the first five verses, verse 1 to verse number 5. And they read as follows. The song of Moses. Then Moses and the people of Israel sang this song to the Lord, saying, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song. And he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host he cast into the sea. And his chosen officers were sank in the Red Sea. The floods covered them. They went down into the depths like a stone. I'm happy, listener. I'm happy, family, that after the experience of the Red Sea, after the miracle that opened the way for the Israelites to cross the Red Sea, now Moses and the Israelites came together. And this is the issue that Ntatemaki Shaken just said before, that we often fail, we often forget to remember that our victory comes because the Lord has blessed us, or he has been fighting for us. Our battles are not our own battle. I am reminded of what Jehoshaphat said once the Ammonites were having an army coming to fight with him in the book of Chronicles. And he said to the Lord, I have nothing to do. I am not able to fight this war. This war is not mine. I only trust in you, the Lord. And God fought for him. Now, after the fight was finished, Moses remembers to go back to God. Perhaps, family, the other thing we should not undermine, it is the power of the praise, the power of thanksgiving. Whenever you have passed through great things, through tribulations, through trials, through persecution, there is a time when you need to sit down and say, what shall I render for Jehovah? Because he has done so great for me. That song tells you that you acknowledge that it is not your own strength. I'm happy because he mentioned the strength in verse And number two, saying the Lord is my strength. Sometimes we are often robbed by our minds to think we are clever. Sometimes we think we are mighty warriors. Sometimes we think it is our money. Sometimes we think it is our education that took us over. But let me tell you, without the hand of God, it doesn't matter how much you have in your bank account. It doesn't matter how many faults that you have conquered before. It is all about your reliability on God, because God is great. God is strength. I like this because even David, throughout the Psalms, he has been singing, God is my fortress and God is my strength. We need to acknowledge, we need to realize, after every battle, after every overcoming of the situation, we need to come to a point where we say, God, we thank you and we praise you. We see it is not because of ourselves, it is not because of our might, but it is because of you. And that is why we have got that song again, which says, not by might, but by the power of my spirit, says the Lord. And this kind of things simply remind me and you that God has never forsaken us, and he needs to be acknowledged. He needs to be praised. We need to glorify him. In the end of every kind of a breakthrough, we need to think God has done something.
Yehova inena yamatimba. That's verse number 15. Evito rayena Yehova uisile lwandle emakhalichi ya faro ni nyimpi ya yena eti nena ta yena leti hlawuriweke ti diwe hi lwandle lero tsuka.
Exactly.
These people acknowledges the presence of the Lord. They are acknowledging that what happened to the Red Sea should be celebrated.
And what happened to the Red Sea, it is not about them.
I love that. About love the Lord. That. I love that.
They see the hand of the Lord.
I love that.
So every miracle that comes your way, you must see the hand of God.
I love that.
Every breakthrough that you encounter in your life, you must see the hand of God. When
Absolutely.
You pass your examinations,
yeah.
When you are able to purchase, to buy a car,
right.
When you get employment,
yeah.
When you get married,
yeah.
When your children are prospering,
yes.
Whenever everything is happening towards your side, you need to reach a point where you say, I see God's hand in what is happening
look
in
at,
my life.
Look at verse number 5. Emagandati ma bafunengetile. Vambombo merile shidziveni kukotisa ribze. Evoko ra yena Yehova ritwakale hi matimba. Evoko ra shinene ra yena Yehova ripyanyile valala. The hand of the Lord once more.
I'm happy in Ntate Mashekeng, because here Moses' hand was said it has been stretched over the sea.
Amen.
But Moses is no longer
Amen.
Taking credit here.
Yep.
He's no longer saying it is me.
Yep.
He's saying it is the hand of God.
Amen. Amen.
Like
for
I
that.
Said before,
Amen.
The hand of Moses was anointed by God. So it was no longer Moses' hand.
Amen.
It was the hand of God. So when we are anointed, whatever we do, we are not doing it for ourselves, but we are doing it for the name of God,
Amen.
For the glory of the Lord.
Now, it boils down to what you said. It is not by might, nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord.
Yes, by the Spirit of the Lord, the Bible says the waters were moved.
Amen.
And a way was opened. So by the Spirit of the Lord, everything which is possible with us needs to be celebrated, needs to be praised, needs to be glorified.
Verse number 7, Exodus 15, my family, as we celebrate the goodness of the Lord, as we say he is a good God, ebukulwini bya buhosi bya yena u wisile lavanga mpfukela ematimba u humese ku kariya ka yena ekubahisa ku kotisa mungu. Verse number 8, read it in English for me, prof, on the other side.
At the blast of your nostrils the waters piled up.
Amen.
The flood stood up.
Hallelujah.
In a heap the deeps congealed in the heart of the sea.
Yes.
So here, Look, I like this in Tate Mashakin. He is showing that it is God who was breathing there. The nostrils, he's referring to the nose of God. The nostrils of God were breathing to the waters, and the waters were separating. And even when he had to finish all the Egyptians, he breathed again to the waters. And then the waters came back to swallow those Egyptians. So meaning God's mighty power, which we have to realize and recognize all the time after every conquest or after every victory that we achieve. We need to understand that God's hand was there. God's spirit was at power, was at work. That is why we managed to go through this kind of things. Don't see yourself as a fighter. See God as a fighter before you.
Yes, see God as the fighter, celebrating the goodness of the Lord and actually giving thanks to the Lord. We continue with the conversation on Intimate Moments.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
My family, credits should be given to the Lord whenever he does things for us. I suppose that is our understanding. Hey, we're talking about thanksgiving to God. Thanksgiving to God. Now we are looking at Exodus chapter 15, and I'm glad that Professor Baloyi is here. Prof, I want us to start at verse number 9. Kindly read for us verse number 9 of Exodus chapter 15.
Verse 9 says, "The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My desire shall have its fill of them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. You blow with your wind, the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters." Look at the Mashaken here, as we stop here in verse number 10, we'll continue with the others. Here, the singers are acknowledging what was happening, one action after the other. Let me tell you, our praises to God will not come out without us remembering how God took us through the situation. How God took us through the situation, it's what must come with praises. It means when we have to glorify God, when we uplift the name of God, it's all about me and you remembering each and every step of the way of what God has been doing in our lives. By the moment we are not good, we don't remember exactly what God has been done to us, is the moment we are going to drown into our praises. That's when we'll think our praise is finished. But if you remember what God has been doing to you since you were born, every time when you were at school, every time you have been looking for a job, maybe even when you are getting married, every situation of all the way, you will know that your praise will be endless to the Lord, because God has done everything. Now the reader here, the singers here, when we read, they are singing praises. They are reminding God. Sometimes when we praise the Lord, we remind him of what he has done to us. We remind him of what he is continuously doing in our lives. They are saying the waters which God split apart for the Israelites to pass through now were blown back to fight for the enemy, to fight against the enemy, to finish the enemy off. And this is what they are articulating. Let me tell you, listener, there is one thing that I and you have been called to do by God. He might have done all the things. He might have created the heavens and the earth. He created everything, including us, that we see. But there is one thing that God cannot do for himself, which he wanted me and you. That is why he called me from my family. He called me from your family, so that we can do it for him. That is to praise him. He cannot praise himself. We don't find anywhere in the Bible where God praises himself. But he calls me and you so that our task will be to praise and to glorify him. And this is our duty. We are not tasked to build or to build mountains or do whatever, but simply to praise him as he is continuously doing his work. And this is what they are saying. We can continue verse number 11 again, reading Tate Mashakin. "Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Now it's a question of comparison. There are a lot of people who are comparing God with other gods. And now here the Israelites, when they were singing with Moses, they are asking, who is it that can be compared with you, God? Who is like you, O Lord, amongst gods? Because these other gods cannot do that which God can do. They could not split the waters so that the Israelites can pass through. They could not fight for many years. These other gods could not fight for the Israelites from the hand of the Egyptian. But God alone, he managed to take them out through the hand of Moses, his servant. Who is like you, Majesty, in holiness? Awesome in glorious deeds, doing wonders. There are a lot of wonders from day one to day number last. From when we were born to today, there are a lot of wonders that God has been doing. Not everything is an achievement in life. Sometimes I always hear people saying, I achieve, I worked so hard. They forget that God's hand was making them able to can achieve whatever they are achieving.
Imani lui afana kana wena. Verse number 11.
Yes.
Imani lafana kana wena Yehovah. Exikarhi ka swikwembu I mani la kwetsimaka la tengeke ku kotisa wena la faneleke eku dyunisiwa hi tinsimu u hi endlele masingita.
And normally people are taking praises to wrong people, to wrong gods, rather than knowing that the only God who deserves our praise is God. You wanted to say something.
Now, I love that because they are saying here, we endlele lesinene. When we started the conversation, you quoted a scripture that says, what shall I render to the Lord?
Yeah.
Sometimes, indeed, when you look at the hand of the Lord, Prof, you say, who am I? Kuba uni endlela leswi. Bana ba Israel here, it's a lesson to us.
Yes, it's a lesson to us because what has been done to them, they did not actually deserve it. When we talk miracles, it is something that we don't deserve. God is walking an extra mile to do even things that we cannot claim they were supposed to be ours. It is only out of his grace. For him to take Israelites through the Red Sea, it was just a might. He wanted to demonstrate his power. That is how God should be known. He is known to be a powerful God. It was not because he owes them something. He did not owe them anything. Let me tell you that the fact that we woke up this morning and we are just here in the studio, it is not because of our might. There are those who slept last night. They never woke up again. It is not because they sinned more than we did, but it's because God's grace, it's still on our heads to can wake up and do whatever we are able to do.
Thursday evening on Intimate Moments on your favorite top gospel radio station. Indeed, we woke up and even tonight we can really, really celebrate. Do you actually acknowledge his hand? Do you acknowledge even the food that he's giving you? We see how Israel is celebrating here. Verse number 12. Utsambulutile boko ra wena ra xinene. Emisaba yibamita. I want you to concentrate on verse number 13 mfundisi. Hitintsolo ta wena u yifambisile u tsunshile tiko leri. U ri fambisile hi matimba ya wena. Kindly read for us in English.
You have led in your steadfast love the people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them by your strength to your holy abode. Here they acknowledge the leadership of God.
Amen.
Remember,
amen,
they had Moses,
that.
They had Aaron. But now they realize Aaron and Moses, they were simply what? They were simply the instruments of God in leadership. But God was he himself leading. They remember how they left Egypt. And then the Bible says during the night, there was fire that was ahead of them. During the day, there was a cloud that was ahead of them. Meaning God was there. He was using all these kind of things to direct them by himself not by anything else. So they were not directing themselves. And it is amazing that the Mashekin, how some people think they are clever, how people think it is their money that does things, how people think it is their education, how people think maybe it is because of their contribution that things have turned to the way they are. But here the word of God is showing us from A to Z, God is in charge. He is a leader. So all leaders who want to learn leadership, they must learn from God himself. Because he is leading from above. He's leading from the front. So you can't be a leader without learning from God.
It's a big challenge. We must learn from God how to lead. It could be in our churches as ministers of the gospel, in our families, in our working environment as leaders, or as just ordinary people. We must learn from the Lord.
Yes.
Mfundisi, we continue with this because indeed we owe him the gratitude to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thanking the Lord is like, if I always give this example that the Mashekin, if I come home and I have two children and I'm carrying my sweets both hands, I call the first child, then I give the sweets, and then he leaves away to enjoy the sweets.
Right.
And then I take the left hand, give the second one.
Uh-huh.
And then this one, after receiving, says, thank you. Who is the most likely person to first receive tomorrow?
The one who said thank you.
It encourages the parent that this one, at least it's acknowledging what I'm doing. And that is how God acts. And people do not remember that. When we thank him, he is encouraged to do even more for us.
Praise the Lord. We continue with the conversation. Intimate Moments on your Daily Companion, the Thursday edition.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Well, we are enjoying the conversation, and under the leadership of the Holy Spirit, we are so grateful to the Lord. Intimate Moments, looking at the book of Exodus, chapter number 15. Now, you're saying you're coming back home, get into the house, you have got the sweets, here are your children, you give them the sweets, the first one. And the first one goes and play. And the second one comes as well. And you give him or her the sweets. He say, Nakensa, thank you. Start from there, Mfundis.
Yes. The likelihood when you think of giving tomorrow after that kind of a scenario, the likelihood is that the last one who said thank you, you will always think of him. And this is very relevant to the scriptures when we learn about those 10 lepers who went to Jesus. And after being healed, the 9 of them left. Only one came back to say thank you. And Jesus commented about that one. And this is the way we should always remember that our Lord wants us to say thank you to him. He always wants us to exalt his name. No one else is created or called to exalt God except me and you as his children. We are the people who are qualified. Just remember, you are qualified to talk good things about the Lord. Not everyone, but you who are the children of God. You are qualified. It is a very special moment, a very special gift to be qualified, to be able to be allowed to praise God, because not all people are praising God. Not everyone is thankful to God. But me and you have been called especially to say, God, we applaud you, God. We thank you when we see ourselves to these levels of life. We thank you when we see our health. It does not mean that we need everything to be perfect to praise you. But the things that have been done, the things that are positive in our lives, they deserve thanksgiving, so that we take praises back to God and say, God, for this little achievement, it might look little through human eye, but for the fact that you achieved it, you must be able. It doesn't matter whether it's a diploma or a degree. I'm talking in terms of those who are graduating or getting their awards. It doesn't matter how small other people think it is, but it is about God, because God is giving each and everyone according to our needs. And that is what the song which Moses and the Israelites are singing here. This is what they are reminding us, to be able to say, thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. We see you, God, through our ways. We see you, God, wherever we were going down, you were going down with us, just like you promised Joshua. And when we were going up, you were also ascending up with us. And we are so happy and we are so thankful. No one else. I like it. Akuna unwana loyi atami endlela leswi Xikwembu xi nga mi endlela swona. Only God did that which you think you achieved. It is not by achievement. It is not by might, like I indicated before. But it is because the Spirit of God helped you through. Hence, He is the one to receive the credit. Allow me, listener. Allow me, family, to say, sometimes we are tempted, and this is not a good temptation, to be tempted to think that it is my money that did this. It is my education. It's because of my wisdom that I managed to do this. Look, how clever am I? Sometimes we boost ourselves. Sometimes we see ourselves over other people. But let me tell you tonight, let me remind you tonight, that the author who should remain being praised, the one who should receive our gratitude, it's God Himself, because He has been taking you by hand through thick and through thin, through the valleys of the shadows of death. I like it when David says also in Psalm 23, when he says, even when I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I am afraid of nothing, because the Lord is with me. You walk with God, and every credit must go back to God, because He is the one who takes you through, even through the valley of the shadow of death. It is God who took you through that.
Yeah, and I remember the very same David, Professor Elijah Baloyi, killed Goliath.
Yes.
You are coming to me, wena, with a spear and javelin, wena, Goliath.
Mm.
But me, na, as David, I come to you in the name of the Lord, whom you have defiled and insulted.
Mm.
That's why he says, na loko ni famba enkoveni, wanzuti warifu ani chavi kubianuku.
First, what you just said, it's First Samuel. Chapter number 17, verse number 46. And that is where maybe I'm encouraged by this part of the scripture. We need to read it. I'm in it right now. It is 1 Samuel chapter 17, and then it's verse number 45. When David was approaching Goliath, he said it openly, vocally. He did not say it in his heart. Sometimes we like saying things in our hearts, not saying them out. But here David said it, and people heard it when he said, let me read. Verse number 45. Then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. Look now, he's seeing the whole picture with God inside. Firstly, he sees what the enemy has been doing was not only against the Israelites, it's also against God. Because when you curse men of God, you are cursing God Himself. You are provoking God Himself. When you fight with the men of God, you are provoking the anger of God Himself. Now he's saying, I come to you in the name of the Lord, not in anyone's name.
Now, for the sake of your beautiful listener, where did you read Professor Elijah Baloyi?
It's 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse number 45.
Intimate moments, we are saying thanksgiving to the Lord is good. And you see, Mfundisi, you look at the breath we have.
Mm.
We never asked. Shilo inika moya loyi we hefemulaka.
Hey.
That's why.
Hallelujah.
Loko hi pfuka nampundzu. Ngufaneleku. Thank you. You look at the sun, it's shining every day. We don't ask, Lord, we are asking that the sun should shine again tomorrow morning. No.
Sometimes we even boost ourselves saying, Loko risha mnduk, I will do this. Not knowing that God, maybe that time he doesn't want you to do that thing.
You are spot on because we forget that matimba ayayina.
Exactly.
Continue on that, Prof.
Yeah, I think we need to be wise, not to be clever. We need to be wise enough because the word of God indicates to me and you that whatever positive thing happens to our life, we must remember God sent it somewhere on us. It is not about us. And let us not be cheated by our own thinking. And let us not think about ourselves. For now, let us be objective and think someone must be behind the action, and that someone is God. Anything that I'm achieving, yes, you might say I read too much, I was cross-nighting reading my books, that's why I got this degree. But you should have, if God did not want you to get that degree, even after your reading, you would have not got it. But you got it simply because God was putting hand on you to say, you need to get this. You have been wanting to buy this car. It's not because you have a lot of money. Some people have a lot of money, but they are failing to buy a car. But you, God has blessed and said, please, this one you must have. So you must come back and say, God, I thank you. I praise you.
Ekangani minana wena, as the family of God, we go to God and say thank you, even though he didn't do anything. But you know what? Just you say thank you. But Nastibale Soku Shikwembu always does great things. The story of Exodus chapter number 15 encourages us. Look at verse number 19, Prof, because we are going into the summary and we shall look at the book of Psalms as well. Hikuva mahanchi ya faro ni makalichi ya yena ni vakhandi ba wona vanghenile lwandle kutani Yehovha u tlherisile mati ya lwandle henhla ka vona kasi vana va Israele ba fambile laha ku omeke exikarhi ka lwandle. Mfundisi, because of time, let me just reserve this for the second, the final segment. Ani?
Okay.
So that we may look at it very nicely. Intimate moments on Radio Pulpit. Thanksgiving to the Lord is very, very important. We continue.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Finally, we can say, despite of our shortcomings and our imperfections, God is a good God. Despite of our lives not perhaps being perfect, God is a good God. Thanksgiving to the Lord is very, very important. Professor Elijah Baloyi, as we close these discussions this evening, Prof.
Yes, thank you. I want us first to read two parts of the scriptures as we go to conclude. The first one, it's still in Exodus 15, and then it's only verse 19. And then the other one will jump and read Psalm 100, which is only about 4 to 5 verses. Verse 19 of Exodus 15, it says, "For when the horses of Pharaoh with his chariots and his horsemen went into the sea, the Lord brought back the waters of the sea upon them. But the people of Israel walked on dry ground in the midst of the sea. Then Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a tambourine in her hand, and all the women went out after her with tambourines and dancing." Listen now. Immediately when sister of Moses realized the power of God, we have to realize the power of God in everything. After realizing and after experiencing or after seeing the hand of God, which took away their enemy, the Egyptian army, into the water, when the water covered them all. Now the Bible says she took a tambourine. So praises are better sang than said. She took out a tambourine, and there were women who were following her, and they were dancing and singing the praises to the Lord. Let me tell you, if there is something that is powerful in our lives, something that can encourage the more power into your faith. It is the time when you praise God for what he has done to you. The moment you thank him for every achievement, every kind of a miracle that you experienced, don't be fooled to think you are the author of the miracle. See God behind that. You are promoted to that position because God was behind your promotion. He wanted you to be in that level. You are employed in that kind of employment because God wanted you to be there. Now, let's go to Psalm 100, which I will also read slowly so that as you listen, it's a song of David again, song of praise from David. He says, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. This is David now. He is singing. You remember David, a man of God, is one of the people who experienced a lot of difficulties in life. One time he lost his own son, which he gave birth to with Bathsheba. And he was mourning, he was crying. And then after that, he could praise the Lord because he went through that. You remember David, one time he stayed for 10 market years in the bush, in the darkness, hiding away from Absalom who wanted to kill him. Yet in the end, he says this song, praising the Lord. You remember David, the one who also turned again for the second spell of 10 market years, hiding away from Saul when Saul wanted to kill him. In the end, he comes up with praises. Let me tell you, before we close, every situation that you go through deserves that you praise the Lord afterwards. After every positive achievement that you see in your house, in your office, in your church, in your workplace, everywhere, just try to take a moment and say, God, I praise you. You deserve all the glory. You are God of creation. You have created this moment for me. Every happy situation needs to be celebrated before God. And we need to say, it is you, God, who made this happen to us. Driving through those robots every morning and passing through to your workplace and nothing happens to you. Some people died in that robot with an accident and you just think your car is more powerful or you are driving so safer than everyone. Let me tell you, remember God taking you through that robot, making sure that you pass that robot safely. And those people who got the jobs at the top of their voices, you may think it is your degrees. There are other people outside there who have also degrees, but they don't get such an employment as you do have. They don't get such kind of a promotion as you have. You just have to say, God, this you put before me. I always tell people in Tatema Shagen that what I am and what I have, it's not because of my might, but it is because God chose me to be where I am and have all that I have. Even those of us who are preaching the word of God, Sunday in and Sunday out, we need to understand it's God who is helping us to do that.
If we can acknowledge that I matimbaya hina, if we can acknowledge that it is the strength of the Lord. Now you are actually testifying that where you are, what you do, what you have achieved. It is not because you are better.
No. And it is not because you have done better things to please the Lord. It is not because you are a better, a good person. It is not because you can buy favor from God. We don't buy favor from God. It is because of his grace and his love. Hence, he deserves all the glory.
I love Psalm 100.
Yeah.
Read for us verse number 4. Psalm 100.
Yes.
We are about to finish now.
Yes. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. This is Psalm of David. He is encouraging people around him.
Yeah.
I can imagine David was a king.
Yeah.
Maybe he was singing this song before his nation, encouraging those people. Please, whenever you enter the gates of the temple, get in with praises. Don't get there quietly. I see people getting in front of just getting to God's place with kind of solemn, kind of anger, you know, as if they are getting there angry and so on. But here David is giving us a different metaphor. He's saying, get there with smiles, jubilation, praise.
Loko ingena endlwini ya hosi, hi fanele ingena hi tsakile, ingena hi mikenso. We should not be somber, we should not be angry, because we are entering into the tabernacle of the Lord.
Yeah.
What is it that we have learned furthermore with regards to praising the Lord in our lives?
Praising the Lord, it's so powerful because it keeps us moving in the lane of God.
Amen, amen for that.
And praising the Lord keeps God understanding what we are,
amen,
and what he wants us to be, because
amen,
he always get people who are telling him we are thankful. Like I gave an example of sweets with children. When you say God thank you, he is likely to think even giving more to you than those who are not even saying thank you. And then they think it's only because they are wise enough. So I want to say praise, it's powerful.
Uh-huh.
Glorifying God, it's powerful.
Amen for that.
Yeah,
amen for that.
It's powerful on its own because it makes God think of doing even more for us.
Now, it reminds me as well. Hosi Yesu uri xikwembu imoya, nila baba xidunisaka must praise him in spirit and in truth. In 30 seconds, mfundisi ikongeleleni.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you remind us of praising and glorifying you. You deserve all the glory. Our lives, everything that we go through, every little achievement that we get, and those big achievements that we get, we want to thank you today. We want to say, God, we cannot be closed not to see you through all these things. Just like the Israelites saw you through the Red Sea, we are seeing you crossing us through all our Red Seas. We thank you, Lord, even our calamities, our challenges, our loss. It's you, God, who is going to take us through. And we are so thankful. We praise you, God, for everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Professor Elijah Baloyi, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tate Mashakeni. And thank you, family. We love you so much.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.